So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Lions first and 10 from the Cowboy 13. Goff up under center, single back gives. They give it to Jameer, running outside. Got a blocker, down to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Wave to him. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Tristan Colon with a nice block to help spring him. 13 yards, and the Lions can double up their lead with the extra point.
Thank you to the Lions Radio Network for that one. Really the nail in the coffin last night. 44-30 is your final score, Pro. We knew that both teams were going to want to come out scoring in this one. And obviously, Detroit really found their mojo. Amon-Ra St. Brown, questionable going into this game, but excellent, especially on those final drives. Now, Detroit's playoff chances have greatly increased no matter what website you check. Looks around 45%, near 50%. And the Dallas Cowboys are going the opposite direction. Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons they scored is because they started every drive at like the Dallas 45-yard line. I don't know really what was happening for the Cowboys on the kickoff team, but the Cowboys kind of hurt themselves. And I there were so many things the Cowboys did that would have made me mad if I was a fan. So many little things.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go through it.
Why? I mean, listen, I think Herbie said the analytics didn't say to go for a fourth down. You have to go for every fourth down because every time you gave the ball back to Detroit, they were just going to chew up clock and get first downs. You couldn't stop them at all. I felt like Schottenheimer should have been totally aggressive on every fourth down, knowing that the defense was not up to the task of stopping the Lions' offense.
100%. Yeah, and so, I always talk about this. Play the game you're in.
You say that, but I think you have to be consistent. I disagree with that theory. Like, you have to have a fourth down philosophy and stick with it. You can't decide this game is going to be a fourth down game and that game is not going to be a fourth down game.
But that's sort of where I feel like
you're going.
I'm not trying to have it both ways. What I'm saying is you got to play the game you're in. I'm actually backing you up because I thought where Brian Schottenheimer made a big mistake is the 4th and 3 at the end of the game. When it's a 2-score game and they kick the field goal to make it 37-30, you're 4th and 3 at the Detroit 11. Your defense hasn't stopped the Lions since the second quarter. I mean, really, you got a blocked kick. That was it. That's the only stop that they got, Pearl.
What about the 4th and 4 or the 20?
I would say again.
Yeah.
Yes, but was that after a Dak Prescott sack?
No. It was an incompletion.
Okay.
But let me ask you this question.
So I don't think it's one size fits all, but I do think when you're trailing fourth quarter and you have it's 4th and 3 at the 11, I think that is appropriate to go for it because your defense has been getting torched.
But to complete this assignment, though, I need you to come in on a Monday and say that was the right call on the fourth down. It didn't work and the team lost. But it seems like the winning team always has the play of the game you're in. If you say, oh, they lost, but they were making the right calls on fourth down, then I will believe the play of your game you're in.
I don't know. Dan Campbell last night on 4th and longs was not going for it. He was not doing weird things and trying to be over-aggressive. They were aggressive, no doubt. They were taking shots downfield, the explosive plays. Dallas defense could not get to Jared Goff in any meaningful way to make him uncomfortable. He, you know, navigated whatever kind of pressure they brought towards him, I thought, in a really great way. Jared Goff was good last night.
Well, but Campbell didn't go because they were 4th and long.
They were 4th and long.
He doesn't go on 4th and long.
All right. But I'm just saying, you're saying there's a one size fits all on fourth down, and I just disagree on that. I think you got to play the game you're in. But I think the bigger takeaway here is what you and I really disagree on. And we'll get to the bad calls that happened to this game and how Dallas really, you know, kind of sputtered in the red zone and the three turnovers just really killed them. But Dallas is done. And I'm sorry, I don't see this colossal fall off that the Eagles are all of a sudden going to stop knowing how to play football, and all of a sudden that's going to leave open the division. Because, Pearl, that feels like the only way that Dallas has a prayer is now to win the NFC East. And the Eagles have a similarly easy schedule that Dallas does. You get to play the Commanders twice. You get to play the Raiders. Boom. Those are your wins right there. You win those three, you win the division.
Why are you so sure they're going to beat the Commanders twice?
Well, because the Commanders are not playing with their starting quarterback, and because you have everything to play for.
But they
may come back, but what's Jaden Daniels going to look like when he comes back and he's hampered?
Okay, but that's true. Also, now there is a wild card scenario. 10-6-1. They need the Niners and the Bears to implode completely. Possible. The one thing that you have to realize is the Packers, Bears, Niners all start playing each other. So there is a chance you will get a total implosion out of somebody. And also now you're going to need the Lions to lose out. Kind of.
But bro, the Niners play Tennessee and at Indiana, where Daniel Jones is a fracture in his leg.
Well, I mean, are they even favored in that? Well, they're underdogs in that one, right?
I'm just saying, I think there are still more W's here. It's like you're basically painting a scenario. I don't want to give the Cowboy fan false hope here. Painting a scenario where everyone in the NFC has to completely die on the vine to somehow part the waters so that Dallas can come in.
I can do it.
Playoff game. It's over. It's just over.
So the Lions, for example, play the Rams. Let's say they lose at L.A. They'll be probably a pretty big underdog. Then they're 8-6. Then they come into a desperate Bears team in week 17. I feel like the Bears are going to be the team that's left out, even though they're the number one seed right now. There's a chance that everybody implodes and they don't get to all 3-11 teams for the wild card. So basically, you need 3-11 and 6 teams in the wild card spot. Likely, but not 100% secured. So there's a small window there. And then, of course, the Eagles could totally implode because we saw it 2 years ago. I mean, they lost to a Bears team who could not throw the football 2 weeks by double digits. Well, they lost 24-15. So there's a chance. I mean, the Eagles don't look good right now.
I don't know. I mean, the Eagles have some gifts here on the schedule, right? You're gonna lose to the Raiders?
No, you give you the Raiders, but yeah, they could definitely blow some of these divisional games. They did it 2 years ago. Possible.
Yeah, I just don't see it as that dire. I'm sorry, Dallas fans. Like, I'm not going to do this thing where I twist myself in a pretzel to look at every other team and how they have to lose to get you in. I'm sorry. It was a great run at the end here. You beat Philadelphia. You beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You go to Detroit. And quite frankly, I thought Detroit played with a lot more urgency. I thought that Brian Schottenheimer was outcoached in the game last night. It looked like the Lions have played in big games and the Dallas Cowboys had not played in big games. I think Matt Eberflus, your defensive coordinator's got to go. I think there are so, in some ways, like this game, your team didn't feel ready for. They get themselves in these deep holes, you know, and they have to rely on coming back and on the road. That is really hard. And you come out of halftime and Dak Prescott throws a terrible pick. And you know what? Kudos to them for getting back into this game. At one point, it was a 3-point game. But your defense could, to quote my friend Bart Scott, couldn't stop a nosebleed. And that's a problem. And so this is why when Quinnen Williams got traded, Pearl, I said, it's about next year. And by the way, where was Quinnen last night? I mean, milk carton. But anyway.
So if it's about next year.
It's about next year.
Why? I'm just curious, why are they going to be better on defense next year?
Because they need to add some pieces and they need a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean,
at least you can make changes in the offseason.
Obviously, the big problem is signing Pickens next year.
So let's talk about George Pickens.
Yeah.
Because he is getting absolutely crushed on social media because of he appears to give up on some routes. What did you see last night?
There were 6 guys on him. Anyway, they obviously, they have to re-sign him. He was obviously quite bothered by it. There was a terrible call. There was one bad call against him, and there was another horrible call on Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, the officials' interference was insane.
So By the way, I don't see this as such a sign of trouble. Honestly, I said, what's going to be fixed? This is an impossible game. You had a desperate Lions game team at home. Of course they're going to go off. They're totally selling out. They're going to totally use Jahmyr Gibbs to the hilt. They're not saving him at all because they're in a must-win situation. And Jared Goff stepped up and played a great game under pressure. I don't know. I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I think they have an outside shot this year, and their defense does look good with this. If they can sign George Pickens, because I think that is the massive, massive drama of the offseason, because he's going to demand, what, $40 million a year?
Well, they can franchise tag him. I mean, that's available to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's also available for me to go pour lighter fluid on my hair, light my hair on fire to make this point.
Yeah.
If they franchise tag George Pickens, then talk about a circus. Oh, my God. Well, he's going to be so miserable.
Or he just won't show up and we'll just do the song and dance.
Yeah,
it'll be like
Brandon Ayuk. Yeah.
It's going to be the same old thing.
But I
disagree. I'll agree with you on one point and disagree on another. I thought that George Pickens definitely let the officials get in his head. And yes, there were some bad calls, but like you're talking about the Lions team played desperate. The Cowboys should have been twice as desperate.
It's hard to win on the road.
All right. Well, I mean,
let's be realistic.
Or you could say that they let one slip away. Or you could say that they got outcoached and outclassed. Because you want to know what? Like, you just beat the two teams that played in last year's Super Bowl. And so I think, you know, and Dak Prescott even said it before the game, like, you know, we're not scared. Sky's the limit. You know, he's talking tough. Tells Kaylee Hartung, you can print it. Whatever he said before the game, he was very, very confident. And I thought they went out and did not play their best. And clearly, and Detroit felt like they had all the urgency in the world. And that's where I come back to. It felt like the Lions had been in a big game before and these Cowboys hadn't, or Brian Schottenheimer hasn't, or whatever, because there did not feel like there was the same urgency that the Lions were playing with. Meanwhile, the Cowboys' playoff chances are cratering.
Well, let me ask you this. When you saw this, like,
33 and a third chance of winning.
This three-game schedule with Philly and Dallas, Kansas City and Dallas, and at Detroit 3 weeks ago, when you looked at that, what did you say the hardest challenge was?
I thought probably either the Eagles or Kansas City. Because to be honest, the Lions have been so up and down this year. Let's not act like, you know, they've been this runaway train. They were really good last night.
Oh, I thought it was absolutely going to Detroit because the Cowboys have been really good at home. The Eagles and the Chiefs are not good on the road.
I know, but Detroit just lost at home to the Packers, right? They have not been, you know, amazing. They have not been perfect at home either.
So, yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are now 2-5 on the road.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, no, their superpower is being
at
home.
Can't lose to Carolina.
But honestly, like, that was desperation. We talked about it yesterday with Nick Costos, and I think you can't measure it. That is pure desperation. Detroit is way too good a team to just give up on the season. So that was a rough assignment for Dallas last night, especially because Detroit, like, at some point, they have to save Jahmyr Gibbs a little bit. Like, remember they
David
used to
Montgomery
do.
Montgomery was pretty good for them last night.
Yeah, I know, but they don't like to use him anymore. How many? I know that Gibson had that many carries last night, but he had a lot of touches. It felt like he was pretty much their only target. So they're just going to sell out at home. I just think that was a desperate Lions team they ran into. I'm not going to kill the Cowboys for that. I didn't love that Shoddy should have realized that they couldn't stop him on defense. He's just got this super weapon in Brandon Aubrey, and he wants to bring it out there. I get that. I mean, the field goals are awesome, but I think with the new kickoff rules, like, the field goals should go by the wayside. It should be a four-down league. Like, what are you doing? You just know the kickoff's coming, especially the Cowboys' special team is terrible. You just knew the kickoff was coming back to midfield every single time.
Yeah, the kickoff coverage, the punt coverage, it's terrible, which is funny because they have two of the maybe the best special teams players in the league.
Well, if you think Kevontae Turpin is one of the best special teams.
No. I'm talking about the punter and the kicker.
Yeah, I mean, Turpin's an all-pro. He's their number one. He's the starting all-pro, and he can't seem to decide if he's fair catching it or not all season long. He's been an adventure on every single punt. He's very talented, but he's all over the place. But then again, listen, if the Cowboys go 10-6-1, that means you're going to have the Eagles at 11 wins and three 11-win wild cards. Likely, but not a total guarantee.
So this is what I'm seeing online, okay? If Dallas wins out, you got to win out.
Easy. That's I'm giving them. That's a done deal.
Okay, well, there are road games on their schedule.
Yeah, that's a problem. But okay. At Washington, it makes me a little nervous. But I'll give them 4 wins, 10-6-1. Book it.
All right. If they win out, this is what I'm seeing, 40% chance to get in.
Okay.
You got a 25% at best.
Did you say 40?
Yeah, 40. That's not good, Pearl. Right now it
sits
at,
amazing.
It sits at 9.
I thought you were, yeah,
their chance to make the playoffs today is 9%.
Right, but they are, if they need to, they can win out this thing.
They needed to win last night and couldn't do it. Like, let's keep it.
40%. That's 40%. 4 out of 10. Yeah, that's almost 50%.
You are an eternal optimist. I didn't realize. Well, only with the Cowboys, though.
I do think that they have a great chance to run the table here. We'll see.
At 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3% chance of winning.
Are you kidding me?
I think the biggest challenge is next week or whatever they play the Chargers. If they win that game to go 7-6-1.
It's in 2 weeks. They have Minnesota first.
Oh, they have Minnesota. Okay. So to get the win over, if they can't beat Minnesota, then what are we doing here? Then that Chargers game in Dallas, if they could get that, then I think that they come in with a desperate air for those final two games. And 40%, I thought you were going to say.
Both on the road, by the way, at Washington, at the New York Giants. I mean, Giants are going to be playing for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say 8%.
Well, it's 9% today. That's right, the 9% chance. If they win out, this is what I'm seeing from some of my metrics.
I mean, you could
40%.
say Maggie if. Method. I prefer to say when.
I wonder if Cowboy fans are as optimistic as Pearl. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are the Cowboys done?
Listen, what's a safer bet? That the Cowboys are going to win 4 straight games or that the Chargers will be remotely healthy in 2 weeks? I mean, there are advances in the medical field, but they could actually keep themselves all together by week 16. That never happens. So, yeah, when the Cowboys win out at 10-6-1, will they make the playoffs? That's the poll question.
Are you asking me?
I'm sorry, Cowboy fans. It's over. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let us know what you think. And meanwhile, on the Detroit side, are they back? Are they alive? We're going to see Green Bay and the Bears play this weekend, and they still have another matchup in 2 weeks. So, I don't know. Jahmyr Gibbs, 120 yards from scrimmage last night, 3 touchdowns, all those explosive plays, the defense, 5 sacks, 3 turnovers.
Well, that's what the defense finally woke up, by the way. They've been not good. But that's what we really should be talking about is those three NFC North teams. Of course, the Cowboys get all our attention. But that is a battle royale.
No kidding.
Yeah, I want to put my hat on the Packers to come out of this mix.
Well, I mean, Jordan Love is probably playing the best.
Well, it's really, for me, it's the Packers defense, too.
Yeah.
Where Michael I don't trust Parsons. This Lions defense. Even last night, they are relatively healthy. But I don't know why Aiden Hutchinson just doesn't scare me as much as he used to scare me. It felt like the Cowboys could have scored a lot of points last night. They left some on the table.
Yeah, got a nice sack last night. Anyway, okay, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are the Cowboys done? Maggie and Pearl Off Show. Pearl, you know I hate to come on here and brag, but who faded LeBron James last night in Prize Picks?
Oh, my God.
And he had
what a time
8 points. I know, stopped his double-digit streak. I'm not reveling in this by any means, but I'm just saying it made me win my bet because I also had Dak Prescott over passing yards, and so cha-ching for your girl. And this is why we love Prize Picks. We're obsessed with it. We're always trying to measure how good are we at actually predicting things when it comes to Prize Picks. And what's so cool about it, you pick 2 to 6 players now. 2 to 6. Pick more or less on their stat projections, and then watch your lineups light up like a Christmas tree. This is the time of year to get in on Prize Picks. Of course, we're obsessed.
Yeah, and know what the best part is? Right now, they have early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. So when LeBron's at 5 points at halftime, you can cash out, Maggie. Don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. About a month ago, I got on a big, the Cowboys are going to surprise everyone and make the playoffs rant and start off well, beating the Eagles and then beating the Chiefs. Kind of took a side turn last night. Now, I admit, part of the problem is for my Cowboys in the playoffs is that those stupid Niners and Bears and Packers keep winning football games. So it's the rest of the NFC, and I blame EJ a little bit.
Wow, you're not going to blame the actual Cowboys themselves?
No.
You said to take a left turn last night, take a nosedive, but yeah, that could have been to the left.
Well, they actually didn't nosedive that far. I think I saw it coming in the game, they were 9%, right?
No, 17% yesterday coming in. Now it's 9. It dropped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's hardly a nosedive. They were, yeah.
That far down to the ground, can you nosedive? I don't know.
But part of the problem is that the rest of the NFC keeps beating the AFC, the garbage teams in the AFC. So now you're going to have 11 wins to get in the playoffs. Most seasons, 10 wins, 10 and a half because of the tie, get you in. So that's kind of an annoying part of this thing. I think a 10-6-1, I am not counting them out because there could be total chaos at the bottom of the NFC. And you actually gave me good news. I didn't even think the Next Gen Stats would give them 40% if they win.
If they win out, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to win out, Maggie.
Wait,
they
why
are.
Is this EJ's fault?
Because he represents the AFC in my mind because he's a Jets fan.
What? Yeah. How does that make any sense?
He's because, the last person who
the problem is the AFC. The AFC is pretty bad. It actually, the NFC has been quietly kicking the AFC's butt for a couple years. The AFC has these high-end quarterbacks. It gets all the love when the NFC is really a much better conference. So, especially this year. So, they've basically, everyone's been accumulating wins. You're going to need a lot of wins to get in the playoffs, which is actually the Lions' problem. Like the Lions at 8-5, normally you'd feel pretty good. But now it's a very dicey situation in the NFC because you're probably going to have to be 11-6. Now, I have a question for you. If the Cowboys finish 10-6-1 and miss the playoffs by a half game, are Cowboys fans going to feel good or are they going to feel disappointed?
Well, it depends. You know, how does the defense look? I think it really does depend on that. But I think ultimately, considering how the season started, you'd probably be okay with an upward trend, you know, like showing that, you know, the team did get better because the Micah Parsons trade, obviously, and the whole Micah Parsons offseason put such a shadow over the team. And then I thought the moves they made, you know, Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams and, you know, making some changes. I just think you need a new defensive coordinator. And I'm a little nervous about Schottenheimer after last night. And he had gotten a lot of praise.
That's funny. That feels a little week to week because he was like coach of the year last week.
I know. But like that's what a 2-game winning streak will do for you.
Well,
yeah,
kind of outcoached Andy Reid and, you know, for what it's worth.
I think Sirianni.
What's that?
And Perloff's got Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, future Hall of Famer Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like a lot of people were praising Eberflus coming into this game, too.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, the Philadelphia offense has its own issues. I don't know if that was necessarily. I mean, Dallas defense looked good, but obviously, Philly's offense is totally broken, and the Kansas City offense can't run the ball.
It feels harsh that you're getting after Eberflus like this. I feel like they've made some changes, but they're clearly still an edge pass rusher away from being a complete defense.
EJ, they gave up 44 points last night.
I know, but I feel like they. I mean, they've buckled down against the Eagles. They buckled down against the Chiefs to at least be respectable. I mean, they were the one of the worst defenses in the NFL. I think Eberflus, if you give him a big-time pass rusher in this draft or through the trade or whatever, I think their defense could be different next year.
I don't know. I didn't like how they handled the end of the game. Like, you're in this game, and you're doing this really lax coverage and was not being aggressive, and all you had to do at the end was force a three and out. I know hard because you had not been doing that all year, but or all game, but come up with one stand and give the ball back to Dak Prescott, and all of a sudden they're lagging off and letting these big gains happen. I was really disappointed by that.
I just been, damn act together. Just been,
I was shocked that the Cowboys even turned this thing around, even with Quinnen Williams. I don't think they're a good defense at all. I don't think they have enough good players. You don't have enough
linebackers.
Good, yeah, Bland is finally getting more healthy, but you don't have any corners. You got a guy in Cincinnati who was a bench player who now he's been your savior at linebacker. I mean, they don't got the horses to me.
Also, I've seen a little of this coming out of Dallas where Trayvon Diggs, who did not play in the game but had been practicing all week, like what happened? You know, would you have rather had a, you know, not 100% Trayvon Diggs as opposed to the rookie who was out there last night?
Yeah, Shavon Rivell, they were picking on him. Yeah. That was a problem. And is Deron Bland okay? Anyone know? Because I've never seen an ankle breaker than what Jahmyr Gibbs did to him.
Oh, yeah.
That was. I mean, they're trying to put a corner on Gibbs, and that didn't even help. They listen, Detroit Jahmyr Gibbs them to death on the pass game last night. I'm not killing. That's a hard assignment. Can we give the everyone thinks the Lions are not the same Lions? Is that what we're talking about?
Because I thought Dan Campbell called a good game last night.
But most teams get destroyed by the Lions offense. Like, this is not necessarily, especially when you're going to give them every drive starting at the 45-yard line. I'm just not sure that you can count that as any normal game. I think that's a really hard assignment. And by the way, of course Amon-Ra St. Brown. Did anyone, why would we have thought that he wasn't playing? That dude is tough as nails. In the NFL, you could shoot up guys right before the game. Of course he was out there, and of course he was effective. And Jameson Williams is really, really good. So, I don't know. Yes, they gave up 44 to Detroit, but does that mean that everything they've done before doesn't count? I'm not sure I agree with that.
Here's Brian Schottenheimer saying the defense did not play good enough to win.
Thought they played hard, gave up too many explosives, and then, of course, you know, just couldn't. When we'd get a little momentum, we just couldn't get a stop. And so the complimentary football wasn't what it's been over the last couple weeks. And when you play a good football team like this on the road, unfortunately, when you do that, it's going to be hard to win.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, third quarter on, let's go to the second half. They obviously come up with the interception, leads to a touchdown two plays later. They did get a field goal blocked, but then a field goal, a touchdown. I mean, they had everything cooking. Tyrone is in Dallas. We're asking today, are the Cowboys done? What's up, Tyrone?
What's going on? Good morning, man. Cowboy fans need to stop the faith in this team, drop the belief in they going to the playoffs. The Cowboys need to shut the season down and open up the shop on a better draft pick. I'm going to tell y'all this. Our head coach is calling out our defensive coordinator. There is no way you sit back and play coverage with this rookie corner. He's coming off a knee injury and just let him play. And just, keep getting killed. Keep getting killed. Now, you got to get that kid some help. A corner needs confidence. And our defensive coordinator did not give that young corner confidence at all. I do not like the way our defensive coordinator called the game. And Eberflus does need to be fired. I don't think you get him a pass rush and he'll be better next year. Nah, this is his defense.
Yeah, Tyrone, wait, one quick thing, though. I was thinking about this last night. Thank you for the call. Sorry, your phone line's a little weird. Pearl, so Trayvon Diggs, again, corner, right? Paid him $100 million. Practices all week, does not play. A little weird, right? But, like, things happen. I'm not going to question a guy's toughness because I'm sitting on my couch miles and miles away. But I was wondering about this. Like, does anyone think Trayvon Diggs is going to be on the team next year? No.
No chance.
No chance.
Wait, so they can get out without a big hit?
No, I think they'll trade him. I think they're trying to keep him healthy. Now, listen, you needed him last night. I think it's possible.
Isn't he? I thought he had, like, a big, big albatross of a contract. But
he has a big contract, but they must have gotten through some of those years at this point because they gave it to him at least what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, they have potential out. This is the year they have the potential out.
I was wondering, I'm like,
for free.
Are they trying?
Not for free, but like a $17 million debt cap,
which you can spread over 2 years.
$17 million debt cap on a cornerback, that's a lot.
You can spread it over 2 years to mitigate it. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that, is there any chance they're just trying to keep him healthy, to keep him as a trade asset?
I thought the opposite. I don't think he wants to play for them. I think
you think he took himself out?
I mean, the way Jerry's talked about the fact that he wasn't in the right shape to come back from his original injury, and that's why he hurt his other knee, and the way Diggs has talked about the Parsons situation, the way Parsons talked about Diggs. Remember the first practice in training camp, Diggs is sitting there with his arm around Parsons talking about how rough it is that Parsons didn't get his contract. I wouldn't be surprised if Parsons is trying to get him to Green Bay. I don't think that Diggs wants any part of this. I think that in many ways, Parsons and Diggs are kind of like a package deal. Those guys are very close.
Yeah.
And that whole situation, Parsons is still talking about Diggs' situation now.
Yeah, I mean, he's burnt toast on the field, by the way.
He's not good either.
But he's not going to bland. He probably would have been better than the rookie last night. Oh, yeah. Bland, burnt toast.
I had some other dad jokes, but Bland got paid too, right?
Yes, he did.
I mean, that's a problem. They're two high-profile cornerbacks cannot cover anymore. Diggs is I would be surprised. Like, Diggs might even be like Jalen Ramsey, have to move to safety. Like, he has not been good the last few times I've seen him. But regardless, what do you expect? You know, you're blaming Eberflus. How are you going to help Revell? Tyrone was talking about. Like, with who? With what? You have to put eight guys up front because Jahmyr Gibbs is gashing you with screen passes. Yeah. I'm not sure that was a big option.
Let's get to Bogish, who's got the latest headlines. Hello.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. On Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. When the Cowboys had that beloved comeback against the Eagles a few weeks ago, their defense pitched a second-half shutout. No such luck last night in Detroit.
Lions first and 10 from the Cowboy 13. Goff up under center, single back gives. They give it to Jahmyr. Running outside. Got a blocker. Down to the 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Wave to him. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
That's Lions radio. Jahmyr Gibbs' third rushing touchdown of Thursday Night Football, followed by Dak Prescott's second interception, gave Detroit a much-needed 44-30 home win. They are now 8-0 at home in primetime under Dan Campbell.
Proud of the guys. You know, they rallied, man. They showed up. You know, the work was there all week. It always is, but the intensity, the urgency, the guys don't ever get frazzled. They don't get panicked. They just go to work, and they did it again.
At 8-5 now, the Lions have a 54% chance of making the postseason. The Cowboys, meanwhile, on life support after loss number 6. The fight continues, though, says Dak.
We've got great veteran leaders. I think guys are pissed off right now. I don't think this is any deflated moment, hands are up, we're done, you know what I mean? Absolutely not.
After this mini bye, the Cowboys host the Vikings next Sunday night. Eagles D-tackle Jalen Carter had some kind of medical procedure done to both of his shoulders this week. He will not face the Rams in L.A. Monday night and is week to week after that. Iowa State's Matt Campbell is the next head coach that gets to say no to Penn State. He's apparently their new top target after Kalani Sitake stayed at BYU this week. And Kalen DeBoer said yesterday he has no interest in any other job.
You know, I kind of believe DeBoer. We talk about how college coaches are just lying constantly. And yeah, Matt Campbell will probably use this either, if he actually takes the job, probably be a miracle. Or right. He'll just get a new contract with Iowa State.
Yep.
But I don't know, bro. When I was listening to Kalen DeBoer yesterday, he's like, I don't know where this came from. I didn't have any conversations. I never believed college coaches, but I believed him.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to leave Alabama for Penn State. That would be really weird, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, guys, in the SEC championship game. Like, well, I know he missed the playoff last year, but I think it's crazy if you think Alabama, even if they get blown out by Georgia, I think they're still going to the playoff. I do not think they're leaving the SEC champion runner-up.
Yeah.
Because then the SEC championship game will cease to exist.
I do agree, but is there a chance an agent was out there trying to, I don't even know
get him a contract extension?
Get some leverage on Alabama, just say, hey, don't mess with my guy. He's wanted out there.
Yeah, or maybe just
possible.
And listen, everyone else got paid off this Penn State job, so I guess why not DeBoer? But
I mean, it seems like college coaches, their agents are always like, for example, and I'm not faulting Diana's report, but that Sark wants to go to the Titans. That certainly seemed like a leverage play by somebody. Why do agents of coaches keep on leaking out interest from other schools?
Yeah, for the money.
It's a game.
Yeah.
And I think maybe DeBoer got caught up in that. You're right. But also, you're making a mistake. Never, ever believe a college coach.
I know. They're such liars.
Like, it's a all sport that's built on a massive lie, so your entire profession is a bunch of liars. It plays out at every single level. The ADs, the coaches.
Everyone's just a
stone cold liar.
Maybe this is a poll question. Yeah. Who do you think lies more, college football coaches or college basketball coaches?
Well, college basketball coaches, now that's a different animal altogether.
Sure.
I mean, if they're basically, they're actually classified in science class as reptiles. I mean, they got nothing. They got nothing.
They're sociopaths. It's true.
That's a sport that was designed by Sonny Vaccaro. I mean, there is not. Yeah. You can't possibly. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but I'm thinking in the old days when you couldn't pay players, like you had to bend the rules.
I feel like you could have a college basketball coach on camera literally being handed a bag of money. They'd just be like, that's not me. It's like, it is you, coach.
Yeah.
It's you.
And I don't blame them. I mean, it's what's called a black market, right? Like, you had to pay players. So.
I mean, we got guys on tape organizing payments to players, and they're all still working again.
Yeah,
Sean Miller has a job again. Will Wade's got better jobs. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
No, they were like the creme de la creme of the hiring cycle.
Rick Pitino was actually on a moral high horse the other day talking about college football.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's like, Pitino. That's where we are.
Rick Pitino weighed in and was like, something's broken here. It's like, yeah, Rick, you broke it.
I think he said multiple times. I think he said in a tweet too. I might not be the right guy to say this, but
let me get this take off.
Because I think, and I know recruiting isn't what it once was, but you have to go on the recruiting trail and tell lies about the other schools and yourself and everything. You're a salesman.
No, Pitino has said this. He doesn't recruit anymore.
Well,
he
just gets presented
people and money, and they figure out who they're going to have.
Right. But I think college coaches in their DNA is like they're always selling their program and denigrating the other programs.
Yes.
So not when they're about to commit fraud.
It's just so funny that Pitino, of all people, is just like, were there hookers in the building? It's like, no. It's like, yes. There were. I'm sorry. Is that not politically correct anymore?
Lady of the street?
Yeah.
Of the night, I think they prefer.
Yeah. Is that
are you
they
guys,
prefer it?
Whatever. We're not allowed to say,
the three-letter
word that is on ESPN again about 100 times a day, but we can't say it.
Are we sure we can't say it?
Of course we can say it. I guarantee I could say it 50 times, and they would never hear a peep from anybody. Mm. I won't, but we're talking about the garden tool three-letter word.
Yeah.
Just watch ESPN and you'll hear them talk about it.
A little too much nipple. Yeah, I know. I can't defend us, but we don't say that word. I don't know why that's our line in the sand.
Oh, we have way too many lines in the sand. I've always felt that you guys are all too sensitive about the FCC.
Are you serious? You basically leave the room when these conversations
happen. Manny and EJ dump things that... that Pat McAfee wouldn't even air because they're too clean.
Pat McAfee could pay them. He could pay them fines himself.
Right.
He
is I'm going to be honest.
Have you ever gotten a fine for our show, EJ? Come on.
Well, I almost got fined once because I mispronounced the GM of the Packers name on WFAN. That one is a doozy.
He needs to get fired for all the rest of our safety.
Yeah, seriously. That one rhymes with something real bad. Anyway, Pat McAfee. Kudos to you flexing this other muscle. This is a joke, though, right? He put out a song called Dookie. This is a troll.
Can't say that either.
I can't.
Oh my God.
It's a great Green Day album. Green Day already did it.
I'm going to get real here for a second. Have you guys ever heard from the FCC? I'm just curious.
No. We're professionals.
I don't even know
but
if they do that anymore. Have you ever heard
would.
Of any other show that's heard from the FCC? I have not.
No, because I think all of these things require somebody to report you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of like any show that ran.
We've gotten emails about stuff that we've said, but not that there was an FCC violation.
Yeah, no, I've never heard when we were at Dan Patrick's show in the iHeart Universe, I never heard the FCC came down on a curse word or anything. Never heard of
a friend. Well, probably because it gets dumped. Right? Like, did Dan Patrick ever accidentally swear in all your years there?
Oh, yeah, all the time. People guest swear it all the time, and most of the time it got dumped, but sometimes it slipped through. But I literally have not heard of that. I think people are clinging on to an old idea.
Have you seen the FCC lately? All the
hotels
pulling licenses from like
I assume
PBS.
There's like eight employees there. Yeah, I assume they gutted the FCC. And I actually have no fear.
That guy's powerful as ever. He's threatening everything.
But he probably doesn't have anybody to listen to the Maggie and Perloff show.
I don't like the insinuation. I think we're the FCC's favorite show. We're right up against the line.
I don't sense that there's 100 employees there to monitor radio shows. But anyway.
But that's never how, I don't think that's ever the way it was. And then they have the room of people with headphones on listening to shows. They're just waiting for like Nancy in Milwaukee to complain.
Mm. I just think
that's
that
how it works. Yeah.
McAfee got on ESPN and started throwing out curse words like it was nothing at 12 noon Eastern.
Yep.
I just think the line has moved very drastically.
I think it's different. I think he's on cable, so I think there's a difference.
Yeah, but still.
I thought it was a time of day. I thought still you couldn't curse until like after 10 p.m. or something. No. That's an old school thing.
Because, I mean, I was going to say, I watch Bravo all the time because I'm cool. Yeah. And the things that they say on those shows.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes. Showing middle fingers, every curse word. And the one word I got bleeped the other day, like, oh, there's the line?
Yeah. And by the way,
they have a line, but it is.
Wait, have you ever heard the John Mulaney stand-up comic thing about things you can't say on television, but then he talks about Law & Order Special Victims Unit? He's like, the victim had fecal matter in their ear canal. That's something I heard at 12 noon on CSI. Or not CSI.
It's like, well, that's cable. Like, what do you mean? As compared to somebody with a TV that has, like, the rabbit ears?
Yes.
I think if you have a I think if you're on NBC or CBS, I think the rules are different.
Definitely.
Why, that's cable?
No, it's not.
I know. What is it, though? I mean, like, how many people are realistically watching that on non-cable?
It doesn't matter. It's still free by definition.
You guys say that, but I'd like to see show me the violation. Show me the violation in the last 15 years.
Tough guy, start cursing then.
I will not. Okay. I like to work clean. Like Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, you and Seinfeld.
I just think you guys are all oversensitive to that kind of stuff. I think we could say that three-letter word that is a guard to lie. Just throw it out there. I won't. You say it, folks.
No. How about Shelby Harris says it? I am not.
I saw Damian Woody said it about six times in a row on ESPN.
By the way, he's
on a cable network.
That was last week's word of the week. This week's word of the week, I don't know what it is. We haven't decided yet.
Whatever curse Perloff comes up with before 10 a.m. this morning.
It's Jameer Gibbs just scored again.
So the FCC is only monitoring over-the-air radio and network TV that is getting caught with rabbit ears. So that means they're getting 2% of the content of the 100% of the content that is out there.
You know,
get out of here. We can curse away. Come on, throw some out, guys.
I mean, I don't know. ESPN did get I'm reading the FCC's website. They did get a maximum penalty of $146,000 for six instances of apparently violating the rules of something.
Here. Oh, that's all McAfee, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They probably just bake it into his
there you go. Okay.
Production cost.
Yeah, but this was last year in October. Which, yeah, McAfee's on. I mean, I'm assuming, I don't want to just say, hey, it was McAfee. I have no idea who did this, but they did get, there was a proposal to give them a $140,000 fine.
Okay. All right, so they're still on their P's and Q's. Good to know.
Yeah, bro, there you go. Someone reminded me of this recently. We got to take a break about the moment. I think Lebatard Show was talking about this recently when Dennis Franz showed his backside on NYPD Blue.
That was a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
Huge.
Was he the one? It wasn't Jimmy Smith. It was Dennis Franz.
Which is the irony.
Yeah, you don't want to see.
The worst-looking guy.
Women were not the focus group of that particular decision. Those guys probably don't know who we're talking about. Okay, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got to take a quick break. Coming up, we will dive into the latest college football coaching rumors next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay.
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff talking about the Cowboys from last night. We'll get into some other topics as well. But asking you, is it over for Dallas? The numbers would say yes. They would seem to suggest. Right now, Cowboys have a 9% chance to make the playoffs because they lost last night. If they win out, from what I'm seeing from The Athletic, looks like 40% chance. But even that, Pearl, is like not that encouraging, 40%. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jason is in Texas, wants to talk about it. What's up, Jason?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
You know, we're good.
It's lovely, 40 degrees here today. You guys are colder. It's going to be 81 tomorrow, so I'm happy.
81. It's 20 degrees here this morning. Just.
You talked about Diggs earlier.
Yeah.
Diggs makes $19 million this year, $24 next. So they'll probably release him on the 1st. Hopefully June 1st they release him. And the Cowboys have 4 games left. They win them. I don't see it because the last 2 games are at Washington and they're playing in New Jersey, the last game of the season, which is going to be freezing.
And you know what? On the Giants side of this, we have Giants fans in our life. Obviously, Bogish, Manny's not here today, but the Giants would mess around and win that game and take themselves out of like a higher draft pick, Pearl.
I don't know. Has Dak ever lost in the Meadowlands? He destroys the Giants. I mean, he destroys the Eagles, but he really destroys the Giants. So I guess maybe he has, but like I feel like that should be a win.
Well, the Eagles see. Win 2 games. The Eagles win 2 games. They're done because the Eagles will have 9-10 wins. And if the Eagles they can't have 9 wins, and the Cowboys have 10. That's the only way.
Yeah, Jason, the odds are steep. And thank you for that on Diggs. Yeah, looking at if he's cut pre-June 1, that's where you get the $17 million dead cap hit that EJ was talking about. If you can somehow trade him pre-June 1, it goes down to $8 million. You might have to throw in some draft pick with it if you think that's important, or if you're really trying to make the math work, because you are going to need to do something with George Pickens. I still think that the franchise tag is totally possible. Because the Cowboys have used the franchise tag on Dak Prescott multiple times, you know?
Yeah.
And end up screwing him over in the long run because they paid him more than they probably had to. But, no, they'll do that.
So, if the Giants did win in Week 18 when they're resting everybody, that would break a 14-game losing streak to Dak Prescott.
Wow.
And the Cowboys, if they were playing for something, that seems unlikely to me.
Well, you never know.
I mean, if you don't know that one, then never know.
Jason called and
said, Carter make the meeting so he can play in the game.
Yeah. Well, Abdul Carter be basically sent home at that point.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if we're talking percentage wise, if the Cowboys are still alive then, which is a big if, then if they lose that game, that would just be the funniest thing that ever happened. But I don't think they'll lose that game if they're still alive, which they might not be. You might not even be playing CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens at that point.
Well, by the way, what do you think's going on with CeeDee Lamb? Last night, he's balling out last night. CeeDee Lamb was good. 6 catches, 121 yards receiving, and he sells out, Pearl, to try to catch this pass on the sideline, and he goes down, hits himself kind of side of the head, and I thought it looked a little like fencer's pose when the guys are knocked out cold and their arms kind of go up. It was not as blatant as the Tua fencer's pose from a couple of years ago, But Lamb has to be helped off the field, and he's obviously in concussion protocol. That dude was in a different dimension. Does he come back? I know they have a mini bye now with the because they played on a Thursday, but still.
The sideline reporter said that that he wanted to come back. He was mad that they were taking him out then. So it gives you a little hope that maybe it wasn't so bad, but I don't even like to play that game.
No, I don't either, but I don't know if you can actually count on it.
Yeah, and they, to their credit, dude, they pulled him immediately, too.
I mean, you didn't need the independent neurologist for that one. Anyone who was sitting in the 100th row could have seen that he was totally out of it. So, I don't know. That was obviously a blow to them last night. I thought George Pickens last night, you know, was double covered and appeared at times to not be selling out on some routes. And he's getting a lot of criticism, at least on social media. And Richard Sherman actually criticized him on the broadcast.
I would say, though, right, but they have a 1B now. I mean, Ryan Flournoy could not be covered last night until he lost that one at the end, but he was amazing.
What did Al Michaels said? It's a coming of age story. I was like, what?
We've been waiting for Flournoy for a long time. Like, he's a training camp darling. So, who? I mean, part of the reason any of these guys look good, and even Pickens, is Dak is awesome. Dak was hanging in there. He was about to get demolished and was throwing basically off his back foot accurately downfield.
Yeah.
So Cowboys are going to be good offensively.
Bad interception, though. I mean, Dak, I'll agree with you, overall played well, but that pick out of the halftime was just such a, I mean, you're already down and, you know, Detroit scores right before the end of the half and you come out with the ball and with a perfect opportunity on the first play you threw a pick. It set them up in the red zone.
I have to look at the tape on that one. I'm assuming it was some receiver ran the wrong route. I always assume that. I always protect the quarterback.
I know. You got this love for the Cowboys that I don't really understand. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are the Cowboys done? Give us a call. Coming up, we've got a major showdown this weekend. We're going to break it down for you next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.